Yes, rising right toward a crescendo, and the Everett Silvertips sending everybody home happy with one last grand finish. An OT winner by E2 Tallulah at 7:02 of the OT period. And the Silvertips now the inside track in this series heading into game six. They have officially put the Victoria Royals backs against the wall tonight. A 3-2 victory in sudden death overtime.
That was a lot to take in there for the Silvertips. A great start, though, to this game. I thought really set the tone about what they were about tonight in that first period. Even though it didn't result in any goals, it did establish their game tonight. And despite the hiccup in the third period where they took their foot off the gas, they came, made up for it, and E2 Tallulah sent them all home happy.
For the Silvertips, it is their 13th winner lifetime in the WHL playoffs. First time since Braden Lowe beat Spokane in triple overtime on the road. First time at home since the 2009-10 season when Daniel Owanski opened up the WHL playoffs with a 5-4 OT winner against the Kelowna Rockets. Here's how all this one unfolded. Had a chance to catch a breath yet? No score. End of one period. And then Matt Fontaine opening things up. 5:14, the time of his second goal of the series to make it 1-0 Tips, second period. Irving and Wiley back on defense as the top line right back into the trenches. But a bouncing puck easily handled. Morrison gave it right back. Zwerger left side, cross ice by Cobb to Fontaine. He scores! Second goal of the series for Matt Fontaine. The backhander up high on Griffin Adhouse. 14:46 to go. Second period. It's 1-0 Silvertips. And it would be more of the Bykov, Zwerger, and Fontaine narrative. The beginning of multi-point games as well for Bykov, Zwerger, and Fontaine. Bykov and Zwerger have the assist at 5:14.
Well, there you go. The Silvertips turning to their top line to get things ignited here in this game tonight. And like he has the entire series, Bykov delivered there in the first period with setting up that Fontaine goal.
And really, maybe as far as symbolism of a game like this, it didn't take long for the worm to turn. Carter Full coming right back very next shift at 6:02 to make it a 1-1 game. Sutter jams it free. And looking for the open, Branson Hine takes a hit. Gagnon, though, kept it in. And going rink wide, Redekop, low wrist shot, deflected in, and they score. 13:58 to play in the second, and a deflating goal that Victoria cashes in on. As from the left point, it caught a piece of Carter Hart, and not enough for the full stop. We're tied at one. And Folk is first of the series, originally given to Shaz Redekop, but then corrected later. Folk did get a deflection, and pretty understandable how that one snuck by Hart as he had a tip right in front, and that one sharply changed angles. Redekop and Gagnon had the assist at 6:02.
Yeah, it was a great job of redistributing a puck that was going to go wide. Sent it on frame and slipped it right between the pads of Carter Hart.
So with that, the Silvertips again trying to maneuver through treacherous Game 5 waters in a contest that was very much in doubt, yet they had more opportunity opening up late in the second period when they drew a penalty to Chaz Redekop, who was called for tripping. And once again, who else? Patrick Bykov with not much sand remaining in the second period hourglass. Back along Bykov, right circle, set one up high. Zwerger shot wide, was looking Fontaine, and down to 6 seconds to play. Zwerger up high, right side Bykov, his shot, save, made deflection, they score! Right before the horn, power play goal to complete the second period. That might be Bykov again. It's 2-1 Silvertips. Dominic Zwerger and Kevin Davis with the assist at 19:59. Justin, we saw a game that really at points maybe turning ugly and at one point required a little bit of vigilance. But the Silvertips finding a way to survive things, and with the inside position 2-1 at the end of two periods of play.
Yeah, they really did. It was a great, it stuck with that play for a long time, as long as you possibly could have in the second period. And just, you know, in reviewing the goal from Bykov, he stayed with the play, and he really put that in from about as tight of angle as you possibly could have gotten along the goal line, and did it with about as little time left as you could have left in the period.
So into period three, the Silvertips with several chances, but again trying to find one to put this game away. Yet it was Griffin Outhouse coming through and making eight saves on eight shots. That set the stage for Jared Dimitru at 14-20 to make it a brand-new contest again. Left side, Skrumita. Given right back, and here's Phillips curling left circle, and the post-to-post feed, save made, rebound, and they score. In front was Jared Dimitru with 5:40 to go in the third as Phillips forcing the takeaway. And the conversion post-to-post, game five is a brand-new one again, and we're tied 2-2. And Dimitru, his first from Phillips at 14-20, and you could feel maybe a surge of tension and stun as well surge through the building once again with game five up for grabs.
Yeah, it had taken such a drastic turn at the start of that period, because I think Tips fans, myself too, we had kind of seen the Silvertips control this game. But Victoria, you know, sensing that now was the time to show up if they wanted to make this a game, they showed up at the start of that third period, and the Silvertips had a hard time dealing with it. They kind of sat back and absorbed the pressure for a good portion of that period, but the Victoria Rolls found a way to crack Carter Hart's net and change the complexion of this series there late in the third period.
Tonight had a feeling where it had a lot of invitation to hit or be hit. Didn't matter the interpretation. And the Silvertips took many shots in the back as well, trying to dig in for loose pucks and behind the net. More than a few times, we heard a few upset groans outside the glass, and maybe something that could finally turn in their favor in sudden death overtime. QE2 Tallulah, who had one OT winner earlier this season against Swift Current, but arguably at this stage of his career, scoring the biggest goal of his life. Here's how it sounded. Phillips down the right side, given right back to Skrumita with 13:05 to go. Way behind the play is Dimitru. Silvertips rushing as now Fontaine to the right side. Tallulah, snapshot, score! E2 Tallulah bringing down the house. How sweet it is! 12:58 remaining on the clock. Sudden death overtime. The Silvertips win 3-2. They lead the series 3-2. All off a snapshot by number 82 from the right circle. Second goal of the series. Monumental as well. Matt Fontaine and Kevin Davis with the apples to close out game five victoriously.
Now, what a shot by Tallulah. I mean, scooping it up, it wasn't necessarily a shot where you thought he had a great chance to beat Outhouse, but he got such a great shot away through the legs of Gagnon. I mentioned earlier how Carter Hart sometimes makes those, how easy he makes them look sometimes. Shots coming from through the legs are tough for goalies to pick up, and this one was just coming in way too hot for Outhouse to deal with. Beat him cleanly, glove side, and what a time for E2 Tallulah to score that goal.
It all wraps things up here for sudden death OT for the Silvertips. First time they went into OT since the 2014-15 campaign. First time victorious on home ice in the playoffs and in overtime since the 09-10 campaign when Daniel Iwanski had that game-winning goal against Kelowna. So what it means in what was such a game played with tight quarters this evening, it was certainly a battle of attrition, but it certainly means now the Silvertips have the inside pull and now reaching 50 wins lifetime in their playoff history. Now a chance to finally put away the pesky Victoria Royals in Game 6 in a Sunday matinee on Vancouver Island.
Yeah, they'll be a lot happier when they secure number 51 because that would mean the focus that Coach Constantine has talked about. You cannot let up until one of the teams finds a way to win four games in this series. Well, four games in this series will mean 51 overall for the Silvertips in their franchise history, and it's certainly going to be a tough task, but I like the way the Silvertips played tonight, and I think they can take a very similar game into Victoria on Sunday to try and wrap up this series.
Final shots on goal, Tips at 36. Victoria had 19. Power plays, Tips went 1 of 3. And now for the series, are 8 of 21. Victoria held to just one power play as well. They came up empty on it. For the first time in his career, Carter Hart has won a critical Game 5 situation. Previous three were all decided by just one goal, but the Silvertips and Hart find a way to get it done this evening. Number 70 turns in a 17-save effort and now improves to 10-9-3. Lifetime in the WHL playoffs. Griffin Outhouse takes the loss with 33 saves in the contest. The Silvertips, a 3-2 series lead. OT winner ends from an E2 to Lola thriller. And the Silvertips lead this series 3-2. A chance to close it out Sunday in Game 6 in Victoria. For Silvertips Replay and for Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton.